Thank you. unknown God. Jacob's own idols and his own gods that the Greeks and the ancients said to happen, what to make sure that they didn't forget one. And then made an idol to his own name, to his unknown God, to make sure that they covered all bases. Paul uses that as kind of a long term. He says, remember, you weren't alive then, but a few songs that came to be sang that you had an altar in your home and you hung on that. But I'm not to be what you believe is kind of unknown, what you're unaware of, also, I want to be clear from our preach to you that there is God who made the universe and everything that is. That's what Paul says. God made and then from that point, he moves on further to the gospel message. The fact that you are accountable in this world, and that this God is going to judge the world, and he's going to judge this world through the man that he has appointed, which is not only the Lord Jesus Christ, who he rose from the dead. And from all the things he has done from the creation, with creation, with power, and his creation. Our culture, as a whole, does not have that fundamental belief that we have creator and are just about all. Many very things that people construct culture is a point where the average person that you talk with that does not grow up in church, they believe that we evolve over millions and billions of years, and that the origin of the universe we are not the intention, all wise, supreme God who brought this to the Father. That theory of evolution is so ingrained in our culture, it's so immersed in our culture that our culture doesn't even think about it anymore. It's such a nature of who we are in our culture. This is one that several years ago, when we went to World War II, the moving truck that we were using, we all put them on the side, we all put them on the wall, like we pictures or movies from different places. Well, on this particular moving truck that we were in, there's this picture of the history, and on the moment underneath it, probably about 200 million years ago, that's where we were moving the earth. I think how we were in this truck, hoping that it didn't get on top of the moving truck, and most of us got you watch news programs, you watch CNN or NBC or ABC or this. They cover this from a commentator that believes in you, that believes in the approach that's created in a certain way in the world. All get this from that. They're younger, they're even about it, they make them look like they're unintelligent, foolish, have no idea what's going on. If anybody there in our science community or in the university community or any given semester, a professor or a scientist, dares to challenge the status quo and try to actually provide scientific evidence of the reality and of their beliefs, really being that brought this university to exist, they're fired, they're marginalized, they're ostracized, they're called. We need to make more difficult no longer that's true. But scriptures are true. Scriptures are clear that God made more rather before Adam. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things in body or will, they were created and have their being. The last book of the Bible. How does the Bible begin? We all know that it's four and one. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. And so the Bible begins and ends and follows all the conclusions of Hebrew, the truth that the universe has formed and created under God. And Hebrew, I'm starting to read here.
that people who have that truth reveal that throne room by God.
Will my reference to all not my hand, but all
all you to do is to really believe in the Lord. The world that we live in, and Thank you.